Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Late Tea Time, the golf betting podcast that finds the best betting value closer to the first shot being struck than anyone else.
Always gamble responsibly. Visit begambleaware.org for more information.
Hello and welcome to the Late Tea Time podcast. It's just me, Dave Tindall, today. James Butler is otherwise engaged with cricket, the Ashes, day two of the first test. So fair play to him. Got to focus on his main sport there. But yeah, US Open. It might sound a bit groggy. That's because these finishes are late, aren't they? Goodness me. And I don't know if UK viewers have noticed when the leaders are teeing off today. 11:40 p.m. The last two ball, Ricky Fowler and Wyndham Clark. Thanks for that, time zone people. So not great. Where are we then? Well, literally here's where we are. The leaderboard, Ricky Fowler minus 10, Wyndham Clark minus 9, Rory McIlroy minus 8 alongside Xander Schauffele. Now I could stop there because you've probably seen the stat that says 25 of the last 27 US Open champions have been within three shots of the lead after 36 holes. I should have added in Harris English. He's at minus 7. So if that plays out, 25 of the last 27, it's down to Fowler, Clark, McIlroy, Schauffele and Harris English. Is it going to be that simple? If you look at the outright market then, you've got McIlroy best of 4-1. The same with Fowler. Schauffele 9-2. Clark, you can get 7-1. English can get 25s, which is sort of tempting, given the fact that he's got a fourth and a third in this tournament. I imagine Rory might get a bit of interest at 4-1. Difficult one, this one. It's like, don't know, Rory, you can see the near miss coming again. Fowler, 18 birdies in 36 holes, ridiculous. But once they dry up, is he throwing in too many errors on his scorecard? Clark's never been in this position before. English, I don't know if he can beat those four. So I'm just about going to side with Xander Schauffele. I thought he had a mini crisis in his round yesterday when he went bogey at 13, 14 and 15. And then he's got the three really hard holes to come, 16, 17 and 18. And he went par, birdie, birdie. So he walked off Los Angeles Country Club with a metaphorical, probably a physical spring in his step yesterday to suddenly think he could be five or six back. He's only two back again. So I think Xander Schauffele, local Californian, looking at through his stats so far, he ranks a third on approach. That's good. Six off the tee. He's actually first strokes going tee to green. It's impressive. The putter 35th. That's a contrast. All the other guys up there are putting really well. So you've got Fowler second in strokes going putting. Wyndham Clark fourth, Rory McIlroy sixth, Harris English third. So Scheffler's the only one who's sort of modest putting, but not too bad. He's still in positive figures. But yeah, I just think he might be the one. He's also 19th in strokes gained around the green. Now, if he's going to play firm and fast today, then you're going to have to lean on that short game. McIlroy's 122nd around the green. That's got to be a bit of a concern. So I think Scheffler's all-round play. He's doing everything well, but certainly, you know, when he misses greens, he's recovering well, hitting his approach as well. First, as I said, strokes going to the green. So he's going to get my nod. He's 9-2. You could play that each way as a sort of bit of safety. Bet365 might be the way to go. Then you've got a fifth, the first four places, and you've got the biggest price. So yeah, I think Xander Schauffele is going to be the halfway tip. But the main bets today are going to be in the three ball market. And I've dug out, it's quite an ambitious one actually, if I can find it on my bet slip. So when I went through the quotes yesterday, I do quite like quotes because I think they can be quite revealing and instructive. So I think one of the biggest ones to note was Brooks Koepka. He was the man beforehand saying, he wins all these majors because it's in his head that he never whinges at anything. He says half the field are beaten before they start because they're finding fault in the course. Now, irony he did exactly the same himself yesterday. He was saying he doesn't like this course particularly. He doesn't like blind tee shots. I mean, he was saying it. He wasn't sort of furious. He was saying it with a bit of a sort of resigned smile, but not the best place to be in it. And now he's, you know, where is he? He's even par. He's 10 off the lead, tied 30th. You don't win a US Open from there. So you wonder, basically his career, golf career, is to win majors. When he's dawdling around in 30th, say he starts with a bogey today, is he really thinking this is my week, or will he just sort of put it in cruise control for the rest of the way? I'm going to take a gamble that he does do that, and I'm going to take him on with Mackenzie Hughes. I mean, it's very much a go against Koepka bet rather than a pro Hughes bet. Hughes isn't exactly pulling up trees, although his overall numbers are good. I mean, he's a good scrambler, isn't he, Mackenzie Hughes? His short game's pretty good, really. If you look so far this week, he's in positive numbers for putting and around the green. They've got quite similar strokes gain numbers, those two, actually. And obviously, it's the price, isn't it? Mackenzie Hughes is, I think you can get 13-5, but he's 5-2 to win that two ball against a Koepka who might just sort of mentally be tuning out a little bit. I'll give it a go. Next one, Padraig Harrington to beat Cameron Young. Harrington's interview yesterday basically said I think he thought he could win this week. It was just fair play to him there. He thought that he gave it away in the first round, but he came back strongly yesterday to make the cut, so he was pleased about that. So he shot a one under round yesterday. Again, you look at his strokes gain numbers. I mean, what would you expect from Harrington around the green? You'd expect him to be high up there. Yes, he is. 14th strokes gained around the green to Padraig Harrington. And I think he'll lean on that even more today. If he's going to play firm and fast, balls will be repelled off the greens. Then he'll have to lean on the short game magic, the wizardry in the wrists. And that's Padraig Harrington. Cameron Young doesn't have that. He's 77th around the green. Also 71st in putting, Cameron Young. So I don't really think this is his kind of test. It's not like other majors he's played. So I thought Harrington is a fair bet at 9-5 to win that two ball. And then the other one. When I read Cameron Smith's quotes yesterday, I thought, right, I'm going to back Cameron Smith in a two ball. That's my main goal in life at this point. And yes, because he'd said the more it bakes out, the more it dries out, the more it gets firm and fast. That's perfect for me. Does like the course. I thought, great, he's going to be an absolute lock for a two ball. Lo and behold, he comes up against the one player that I didn't want him to come up against, Scotty Scheffler, which I thought, oh, right, I better leave that now. Could you play Cameron Smith in the outright market, maybe? He's six back. Maybe. But I'm going to put him in this two ball. I know Scheffler's just like Scheffler, isn't he? Brilliant. But to be fair, Smith shot a lower score than him yesterday. Shot 67 to Scheffler 68. So it's the price, isn't it? I mean, I think it's a fairly well-matched two-ball, that one. You'd make Scheffler the favourite, as you would in any two-ball at the minute. But Smith is 7-4. 7-4 on a major winner, in firm, fast conditions, playing well. Smith is 12th in putting. The putter's working well. He's 21st on approach. For all the idea that all Scheffler's had a pretty good putting week, hasn't he? He's turned it around. He's only 47th in strokes gained putting. And if you go down the top 11, Scheffler's like the worst putter of those top 11. So even though it's been a bit better, it's not great. And Scheffler's also 70th around the greens, which is a bit of a concern. I don't think that's too hot. So he's sort of staying in it with his long game, and his long game is unbelievable. I didn't know it was actually, there's a tweet of him hitting a driver on the range. He was the last man to leave the range. There's always a last man, isn't there? Trying to do that. And he was that character yesterday. And I think he found a different driver. But that's, I mean, 29th off the tee. It's not amazing for him. But he's fourth against approach, fourth tee to green. So, you know, the long game is pretty much on point again. But the short game, which I think he'll need more of in round three, it's just a little bit weaker than Scotty Scheffler fans would like. So Cameron Smith 7-4 to win that two ball. I thought it's a decent price. I don't really want to let it go. So it's quite an ambitious one, this one. There are safer two balls to have, but let's go for it. So Mackenzie Hughes 5-2 to beat Brooks Koepka. Padraig Harrington 9-5 to beat Cameron Young, and Cam Smith 7-4 to beat Scotty Scheffler. Now, you put that into Betfair, you can get 25, you can get 26-1 on that that treble, two ball treble, similar prices elsewhere. You're getting at least 21-1 on from just about everybody you can find. So that's the treble then. And then on the outrights, I'm gonna go with Xander Schauffele. Each way at 9-2. I think it's almost an each way bet to Nussen. I think he's going to finish in that top four. Maybe Clark is the one to make way. Wouldn't be totally shocked if Fowler dips a little bit. Maybe famous last words. But I think Schauffele, he's got so many great finishes in majors, especially in this tournament. He's got a ridiculously good US Open record. I think he's due one. And maybe he can get it done at 9-2. So Schauffele outright 9-2, and then that two ball treble of Mackenzie Hughes to beat Koepka, Padraig Harrington to beat Cam Young, and Cam Smith to beat Scotty Scheffler. That's about 26-1. And yeah, good luck if you're staying up late. Well, you'll have to stay up late if you want to watch it. 11:40 p.m. The last two ball goes off. Oh dear. So. I don't know when we'll be back on Sunday to record another episode. Maybe at a more, if it's going to be the same sort of tea times, we might do it in the afternoon, but we will be back in some way, shape or form. So good luck with your bets, gamble responsibly, and enjoy day three of the US Open.
Always gamble responsibly. Visit begambleaware.org for more information.
Podcast Network.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash. Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.